1600 KUBA, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. And we have another author on the line, this one from California. It's Rectalk Ross. Good morning, Rectalk.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. And you're actually, you say you're in the East Bay area today, huh?
I'm very close, so I guess I'd be called a local author. I'm over near Walnut Creek.
Okay. Well, we're getting some gusty winds here today. What's the weather like where you are?
You know, I haven't been outdoors yet.
Okay.
I can't tell. It's pretty dark outside, though.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're probably safe. Yeah. We have winds up to 35 here today, but sometimes the Bay Area and Northern California, up where we are, is a little bit different weather. But the reason you're on the phone is to talk about your new book, Prodigal. I think it came out, January this year? Is that right?
That's right. It came out a couple months ago.
Okay. Well, tell me about the book. It's about, it's for young adults, right?
That's right. So it's written for young adults, but really I think it's a book that would resonate with people of all ages. It's a coming-of-age story about a teenager, Lexi Quinn. She's a senior in high school, and she's forced to move across the country from her home in Atlanta, Georgia, to Texas after her mother's diagnosed with cancer. And so it's really a story about a change, adjustment. During the move, not only does she have to kind of cope with her mother's illness, but she also has a new school, new friends. There's some bullying that's dealt with, and she even has a first new love, so there's a romance as well. She's kind of dealing with all of this while, you know, her mother is coping with this illness. And what Lexi really winds up turning to get her through this difficult time is God and her faith. And so it's really a story about faith and how that kind of can take us through things in life. So it's something I think everyone can relate to at any age.
Well, where'd you come up with the character? Is this based on somebody you know?
So I think probably because it's my first book, it really is close to home. There's a lot of parallels between my life and Lexi's life. When I was younger, my mother was actually diagnosed with breast cancer. I know this is October, so Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's kind of timely in that sense. But when I was younger, there really weren't a lot of people for me to talk to. Cancer is something that I think a lot of people kind of deal with their own internally. And as a child, especially in high school, you know, at the time of your life where, you know, you're still supposed to be kind of innocent. And so dealing with that at that time is obviously very difficult. And so as I got older, I really wanted to write something that I thought teenagers and children could turn to, you know, dealing with it on their own.
And this this young girl, Lexi, was she a pretty tough character to write for you, since it was kind of based upon some of the experiences in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the part about her mother and coping with the cancer was incredibly difficult. You know, there was times when I was writing it with tears in my eyes, you know, crying as I, you know, was drafting the scene. So it was difficult, but in the same sense, I think sometimes the difficult things are the things that are most important for us to do.
Okay. So this this book is available throughout the area, I'm guessing. We have a couple of bookstores here in town, Gotta Love Books, and if they don't have it, they can order it for you. And we also have a book store.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get it at, you know, any local bookstore in the area, Barnes & Noble, Borders, they all carry it. Also, if you're a fan of online or ebooks, it's available at Amazon.com. Pretty much any online retailer has it, and it's also at my website, which is www.rectalkross.com.
Okay. And I see in your own biography that you love animals, right?
I do, and I actually saw on your website a picture of your beautiful cat, so I'm guessing you're an animal lover as well.
Well, yes, that's my cat, Arletta Van Housen. Do you have any pets at the moment?
I do. So I don't, unfortunately, have a cat anymore. My cat passed away a couple of years ago, but I do have two dogs.
Okay, so what are your dogs' names?
So one dog is named Falcor, which is taken from a very famous children's movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it, The NeverEnding Story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was the Flying Luck Dragon, so he's kind of like my good luck.
Okay.
My good luck animal. And then our other dog is my boyfriend's dog, and her name is Stella.
Okay, so how the dogs, so the dogs, maybe they grew up apart. How are they getting along?
They love each other.
Okay.
As my dog is a lot younger, and he's the boy, and his dog is the girl, and she's a lot older, and they seem to really, I think the boy and girl mix of the older and the younger seem to really get along. They really seem to enjoy each other.
Okay, and they're about the same size, maybe?
They are.
Okay. I'm sorry.
They are. They're both golden retrievers, though. Mine is a white and his is red.
See, we have a Chiweenie, which is about 4 pounds, and just recently picked up a Shih Tzu, which is, it was a puppy at the beginning, about the same size, but now it's like twice as big as the Chiweenie, and she kind of picks on the Chiweenie. So, you know, we have to kind of scold her a little bit. So,
it's funny, I almost feel like I should give a shout-out. My the person we got our dog from is actually in Sacramento, and they've got some wonderful dogs there, too.
Okay, who's that?
It's they're called Roland's Goldens.
Okay.
So if anyone's looking for a beautiful golden retriever, unless you do a shelter dog, which I also highly recommend, they're actually in your area, and they're great.
Okay, yeah, we're about 40 miles north of Sacramento. So if we wanted to learn more about your book... you have a Facebook page, maybe?
I do. So I have a Facebook page. It's under Rec Talk Ross. It's Facebook, The Rec Talk Ross. My website's also a fantastic place to go. I said that a little bit earlier, rectalkross.com. You know, I not just post things about my books, but it's also very important to me to follow, you know, what teens and young adults are doing these days. So I like to have a feature that talks about kind of some cool things that kids are doing in the community. I also am a huge follower of young adult literature, and so I like to post a lot about different books and movies and TV shows that are coming out.
What is the most recent book that you've read that you didn't write that you really enjoyed?
You know, I love that you're asking this. I was actually thinking this morning that in all the different you know, radio and media things I've done, no one has asked me that question. But the book that I've read recently that I loved is called The Fifth Wave.
Okay.
And it's an alien invasion book. It's fantastic. And it's written by a man, but half the book is from a female perspective. And so I'm just incredibly envious of men that can write books in the head of, you know, a 16-year-old girl. I don't know how they do it, but this book is very, very authentic. It's wonderful.
Well, it would be tough. I know I would have a difficult time. Even from
I mean, there's no way I could write in a 16-year-old boy's head.
Yes, but maybe you and I could both write from the perspective of an animal, right?
One day, I would like to write a book like that from a dog's or a cat's point of view.
Okay, a dog's life or a cat's life. I don't know if that title's taken, but, you know, something to think about in the future. Well, Rec Talk, anything else you'd like to say about your book or anything in particular?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the book was kind of like a personal, you know, love thing for me to write, because not only does it deal with, you know, illness and teenagers, which I think is such an important topic, and there's just really not a lot out there for fiction. But the one thing that really resonates throughout the book as well is faith and spirituality. I think there's just, you know, there's so many dark things and sad things happening in the world today. I mean, you look and who even knows what's going on with the government right now. And I think it's important for people to really think of what it is that's important in their life, have a belief system, really question it, especially in times like this. And so I think having a fiction book like that that's out there, you know, I read a lot with my boyfriend's children, they're teenagers, and there's just not a lot of books that really tap into that. It's such an important part of our culture. And so I think Prodigal really is a book like that, and if it's something that, you know, you're looking for yourself or for your children, I think it's good to know there's a book out there that really does tap into, you know, not just love and romance and a fun book to read at the beach, but really talks about us as people and what our beliefs are and what inspires us.
Well, the book is Prodigal. It's by Rec Talk Ross. And thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed it.